TWA Tech Radio, Episode 8. Well, this is Droops again. Trust me, there's going to be other people. Next month is going to be the big month for all the other people to be doing their talking. And I do appreciate DOSman, Dan, and Fizzone for taking some initiative and doing it and doing much better than anything that I do. But on to the show. Recently, I bought a 64-bit AMD processor. It's beautiful. It's a 2800. It's not the world's most powerful 64-bit. But I don't game. I just wanted a 64-bit chip, and that's what I could afford. But I promised this beautiful computer that I built with it. I mean, it's got a DVD burner, and it's got a serial ATA drive, all the goodness. But I promised this computer it would never, ever have to run Windows. So let's put some Linux on it. What am I going to use? Well, for just testing it out, there's Nopic 64. Debian's got a 64-bit. Slackware has Slammed 64, S-L-A-M-D 64, Red Hat 64, and SUSE is ready for the 64. So I went and I purchased SUSE because I like giving money for books and CDs and stickers and whatever. And I said, SUSE, I haven't used this in a long, long time. I hear YAST is getting a lot better, so I'm not going to be in RPM hell. And let's try YAST. Well, YAST works very well. And well, where am I going with this? Well, I'm a Debian kind of guy. Debian on all my computers, or a version of Debian, except this one, where I'm running SUSE. And one of the things I love about Debian is apt-get. And I said, oh man, on Slackware you've got slapt-get and you've got soiree. I wonder if there's apt-get for SUSE. And sure enough, motherfuck, it is. It's HTTP. /linux01.gwdg.de/apt4rpm. And go there, and there's a script that you download that all you do is run this script, and it installs apt for you. I mean, it's like you don't know more RPM fucking crap. It's very nice. You run this script, it retrieves the required RPMs for SUSE version, and your system architecture. And it provides a decent sources.list file and retrieves all the RPM keys. Once the script is run, apt is ready to roll. To install this, you go to SuperUser, you do RPM dash capital U lowercase VH space install dash apt for SUSE dot RPM. Let that run for a second, then you do an install dash apt for SUSE. Hit that enter key, and when it's done, you have apt on your SUSE box. Very, very cool. I mean, it's just apt-get space update, you know, and it's ready, it's regular, it's normal, it's ready to go. I like it. And if I can scroll down a little bit, there's a config file. It's at /etc/install-apt4susa.conf, and your sources list, of course, is in etc/apt/sources.list. Anyway, this has been a really quick twat, and I've been Droops. My email is droops@infonomicon.org. We're looking for more people to host on the show. We're getting to where we have about 20 now, and if we had the magic number, which is about 30, we have to do like 11 or 12 shows a year, and that would just be fucking awesome, because I'm sure y'all are tired of listening to me. But anyway, this has been a twat.